This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Charles Atkinson, a farmer from Great Bend and serves as the Kansas representative on the American Soybean Association Board of Directors, joins us. And Charles, ASA has upcoming deadlines to apply for the Corteva Young Leader Program and the Conservation Legacy Awards.
That is correct. And we do have a couple really good opportunities for our leaders out there. And I don't take that lightly. We do have leaders that are out there in the agricultural industry that are, number one, conservation-wise. We have a lot of great people out there doing conservation in the state of Kansas. And we have the Conservation Legacy Award that is taking applications right now through September 1st. And this award is recognizing farm management practices for our soybean farmers who are both environmentally friendly and profitable. And I know we got a lot of guys out there that have done a lot of great conservation work over the years, and we want to encourage them to apply and represent the state of Kansas on this national competition. It's a great opportunity to show what you've got, what you're doing, and how it can be done here in the state of Kansas.
What's the deadline to apply for the Conservation Legacy Awards?
We've got September 1st that's coming up through the application on that. You can go to the American Soybean Association website, soygrowers.com, and get that application and go through it. It's pretty simple to fill out, and we really look forward to seeing some good applications from the state.
What also has been a very dynamic program is the Young Leader Program as well.
Yes, the Young Leader Program, something that started in 1984. And that program, even though it says young leaders, we're not looking at young leaders as an age. We're looking at young leaders as in heart. We have some people that's gone through there that's been in their 40s and 50s before that just has decided that they want to get involved in a leadership role in agriculture. This program started in 84, and Corteva AgriScience is now the sponsor of the Young Leader Program. And this is an opportunity to visit with and work with leaders from all over the country. They have two phases. One's in December in Johnston, Iowa, and the second phase is in San Antonio at the Commande Classic. And you can go on soygrowers.com also on that and look for the Young Leader Program and sign up there. And we'd be excited to get some applicants from Kansas on that that has an interest not only to learn more about the soybean industry, but also the marketing of soybeans and also being able to be an advocate for soybeans up in Washington, D.C.
That is Charles Atkinson from Great Bend, who serves as the Kansas representative on the American Soybean Association Board of Directors, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.